You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Certainly is, and this morning we're chatting with Associate Professor Laszlo Sajtos from the Business School about his research into how customers perceive collaboration between human and robotic employees in the workplace. Kia ora, Laszlo, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, good morning, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. This is really interesting. Tell us, first of all, what are we talking about here? What contexts do we mean when we're saying these workplaces with human and robotic employees?
Yeah, so this is an interesting question, and we started this research a couple of years ago, and you wouldn't realize how at what pace this whole phenomenon is growing and going. So it's really an interesting space to be in.
So are we talking AI? Is this the world?
Yeah, it is. AI and robotics, yes. So this is going really fast. And I guess just to give you a bit of context, I guess if you think about even pre-COVID, a time when we had lots of social interactions, this is now, I guess, moving towards algorithmic interactions or using robots at various places like hospitals and restaurants. So I guess this is basically how the world is changing, and I guess this is what the businesses need to respond to.
So what are we seeing? I mean, as you said, we've seen really radical shifts in the last few years in this space. But what does it look like in a day-to-day sense? Where might people be interacting with these robots or these AI?
So they can interact. I mean, if you think about it, we do this a lot as everyday people as well. So we use the verb like sharing or collaborating with AI, and we do that by, you know, searching things, finding things, getting from A to B, getting recommendations from algorithms, or being served by robots. So basically you can see that at a lot of different places. And I think, like I said, the word that this particular research is using is more around collaboration, because we're basically interested in the process of how this interaction basically unfolds.
That's super interesting. So as you said, yeah, you're looking into the collaboration and also the perception of that collaboration. Can you explain what that actually means?
Yes. So we're looking at, we were really interested in just to unpack what are the activities, what are the interactions that are occurring between employees and what we call them, like digital employees, or you can call them chatbots or robots in a particular place. So we're looking at the actual interactions as they occur right in front of your eyes as a customer. And we're also interested in how these interaction, which part of this interaction actually has an impact on you from your point of view as a customer.
And so what are some of those impacts? Is it to do with the way people feel like sort of the service is working? Or what's the reason for understanding that relationship?
Yeah, so look, we basically thought about it in two particular ways. So if you think about it, a collaboration that you do, like you just work together with a colleague. So most of the time you need to actually think about what is the task, what do you need to accomplish, how do you going to work together as a team. So we call this as task connection or task work.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, really what it means is to breaking down the process into individual tasks, finding out who does what, who takes care of which task, and what information is transferred between entities when the first worker basically does the work or completes it and hands it over to the second. So we basically thought about this as a very important part of the process. And just on a side note, I mean, we as humans, we have very stereotypical thinking about when it comes to task allocation, when thinking about what robots or what bots are really good at, right? So you might think that bots need to be really good at just searching for information, if you think about any search engine, or analyzing information. Whereas humans should be much better at weighing up options, thinking about how does this work out, like a counterfactual thinking. or empathy. So right. There are these higher level functions that we should be good at. Right? So we thought about this task for who does what and what is handed over, what information is handed over from one part to the next.
Mm.
The other component we thought about is basically portraying this human digital employee as a team, essentially. So how do you do that? So we looked at a couple of different, examples in real life, and a lot of cases, companies started to promote these entities as a team, basically, and giving them a joint objective. Like, if you rate our company, you rate both of these entities together, not separately. So they are not separate entities, they are actually together.
That's really interesting. And how do customers respond to that? Because I see one of the things that you've noted in your research is that transparency is quite a big part of how people feel when they are dealing with these teams or entities.
So yes, I think you're right. So this is basically the key, being transparent about the process, who does what will happen, what information am I gathering as a company, what information is the bot going to keep, what is handed over to the next person, who is dealing with this. So being transparent about all these different aspects is basically the key, as you said. And we tested this sort of hypothesis implicitly and explicitly as well. But bottom line is that this transparency, so being transparent about the process and being transparent about what the team does or who the team consists of, it has a huge impact on having a very sort of fluent or seamless customer experience, which obviously is a huge thing for businesses. So they want to create this very seamless customer experience. And the second benefit is basically creating the impression of a cohesive team. So we looked at this notion of team cohesion, and both of these, perceptions of the customer of having a fluent customer experience and a cohesive team, they both result in higher satisfaction with the brand and higher loyalty levels towards the company.
This is a really interesting research. What's next for you? At what stage is the research at and what happens after this?
So we've done a lot of research basically in the lab, so to say, excuse me. And so now we're looking at a lot of, retailers in especially in China. This is huge. So overseas, this is has a lot more, space already. So there are a lot of retail businesses or restaurants that basically serve customers by robots. And you can imagine, like, there are all sorts of setups. So there might be a robot chef, and he will deliver the food to you, or the other way around. So there might be a robot delivering the food to you, but there's a human chef in the kitchen.
Right.
So we're looking at these different, setups or service designs, and we are really interested in sort of continuing this research into what is the best design for businesses to follow, what are the collaboration types, basically, that customers are more likely to accept or less likely to accept.
Far out. It's a brave new world for sure. Laszlo, thank you so much for your time this morning. This is really fascinating research. Thank you so much for speaking with us about it this morning. Take care and have a really lovely rest of your Tuesday.
Thank you so much for your time, Rachel. Thanks for inviting me.
Kia ora. Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.